Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif suggested Monday that U.S. President Donald Trump try respect instead of issuing threats. He was responding to a Twitter post Sunday in which Trump said, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again." Zarif said Trump is hoping to achieve what other aggressors failed to do. Last week, Trump appeared to be backing away from his apparently hawkish stance against Iran, saying he would be open to talks, but there's been no apparent letup in the tensions in the region. The giant U.S. internet search engine Google said Monday it is restricting China's Huawei from access to its Android operating system in compliance with the Trump administration's blacklisting of the world's second biggest smartphone maker as a national security threat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that Google says it is reviewing the implications of last week's order requiring export licenses for technology sales to Huawei.
Google says it's complying with all U.S. government requirements and that services like Google Play and security for Google Play product will keep functioning on your existing Huawei device. But transfer of hardware, software or services to Huawei or technical interaction would be restricted by the American order that would strip Huawei phones of Google Maps and other services that require direct support.
AP's Charles de Ledesma. The United States military said one of its warships in the South China Sea sailed Monday near the disputed Scarborough Shoal, claimed by China and the Philippines. It was the second U.S. military freedom of navigation exercise in the region in the last month, carried out to challenge excessive maritime claims. This is VOA News. Egypt's Interior Ministry said security forces killed 12 suspected militants during raids Monday.